Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Dear audience and every invited listeners, ladies and gentlemen, dear teachers and students,
welcome back to Action Frames. So this is InfoX Express in Action Frames. We'll bring you the most popular news and information.
It's been a long way without you, my friend.
Hey, Desmond, I know you're quite excited, but can we get back to our business?
Well, excuse me, please. Okay, let's start our program.
As we all know, March 4th is really a big day for American movie, because at that day, we have the 2018 19th Annual Academy Awards, which also known as the Oscars.
Absolutely, and the Oscars in this year is also hosted by Jimmy Kimmel again, thanks to La La Land.
So let's go ahead and just start with the biggest, best actor. Just tell me who it's gonna be.
Well, Gary Oldman, come on now.
Yes, for his performance as Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour.
I truly am very confident that he will get the Oscar.
And who is he up against?
He is up against Daniel Day-Lewis, who is always super. And then, of course, Timothy Chalamet, who is in Call Me By Your Name. He gives an exceptional performance. Daniel Kaluuya, of course, who plays in Get Out. And he's wonderful, but I would not put him in on the same level as Oldman's performance. I think everybody's looking at Oldman in this situation.
As for actresses in the leading role, hands down, Frances McDormand. I really believe that. She plays Mildred in 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and she carries it. And she is the epitome of female empowerment.
And she's up against
Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water, a very romantic interpretation of her character. Margot Robbie, who plays Tonya Harding in One, Tonya. Saoirse Ronan, who plays in Lady Bird, of course, and Meryl Streep, who plays in The Post. And Meryl Streep, she has gotten this, I don't know, I have miscounted. How many nominations she has by now?
At least 20, maybe 21. I know that she has won at least 3 Oscars already, 3, and she is very good in The Post, but that role didn't seem like a challenge for her.
Okay, and the last I'm going to do, Best Picture.
2 films. One is 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, because it carries so many things in there, but Get Out has captured people's imagination. My only question mark about Get Out is, if I am to look at the film from a traditional point of view, does it fit the bill to get an Oscar for Best Picture? Usually, these kinds of pictures were grant on cinematography and this and that and the other. Does it fit the bill? I would say not so much, but things are changing. And what is important here is that it is a very original story, and it's so hard to get original stories nowadays.
Absolutely, that is it. But on the other hand, 3 Billboards, also very original.
Very original and so human, and such arcs, such character arcs, such topics.
Exactly. It's almost too bad that they were put out in the same year.
And of course, we need to mention The Shape of Water, because it has gotten, I think, 13 nominations, and it is up there. It checks all the boxes. It checks the box of cinematography. It got a nomination there, best director, best acting, and all that. So it does stand a great chance also.
Okay, what we mentioned about is all for today's Info Express.
Very glad to see you again, Action Frames. What's going on will also be as fantastic as before.
I am Regina.
And I'm Desmond. See you next time.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello there, welcome to the storyboard. I'm your friend Tiger.
And this is Kitty. As the new semester begins, we're really glad to see all of your audience again.
That's true, and I bet many of you may have already saw the film we're going to talk about today. Or at least you have already heard about this film, whether from your friends or even strangers.
Yep, this film is such a hit, although the story, to some people, may seem a little bit plain, but sentiment is genuinely touching.
And I think that's exactly what makes the film so attracting. So without further ado, let's just cut the chase.
The story happens in the summer of 1983, somewhere in northern Italy. 17-year-old Elio Parliament is living with his parents. His father, a professor of archaeology, has a graduate student come over every summer to help with research. And this year's student, Oliver, arrives to stay with the Parliaments. Elio gives up his room so Oliver can stay in there.
With not much else to do, the two begin spending time together. With Elio showing Oliver around, the several Elio finds Gregory's Oliver to be a grudent. He doesn't like him very much, but as Oliver continues prodding the melody Elio to hang out, they develop a back and forth banter.
One night in town, Elio and his friend Mazia see Oliver dancing and kissing a local girl, Chiara. Afterward, he and Marzia go swimming in the evening. The next day, he tells Oliver he almost had sex with her. Elio becomes increasingly interested in Oliver, taking along on an excavation to spend time with him.
Elio's mother reads a story about the knight who is unable to tell a princess who loves her. Is it better to speak or to die? Asks the prince.
On a trip into town, Elio, without saying it explicitly, lets Oliver know he has feelings for him. Oliver tells him to pretend he never said that. On the way home, Elio takes Oliver to a creek that he calls his place. After playing in the water, they lay out in the sun and share a kiss. Elio wants to keep going, but Oliver tells him that they haven't done anything wrong yet and should leave it here.
Elio begins wearing a Jewish star necklace just like Oliver's, but Oliver is simply not there to be found over the next few days, seemingly avoiding Elio.
Elio finally settles on, can't stand the silence, need to speak to you, and leaves it under Oliver's door. He gets a note back that says, grow up, I'll see you at midnight. At night, the two finally sleep together. Oliver tells Elio, call me by your name, and I will call you by mine. Elio calls Oliver Elio. Oliver calls Elio Oliver. The next day, Oliver goes into town, and Elio follows him. Oliver is happy they slept together, but doesn't want Elio to regret anything. He worries he might mess him up. Elio just wants to be with Elio, he says.
Oliver's last stop before leaving the country is 3 days walking in Bergamo. Elio's parents think it might be nice for Elio to go with him, so Oliver leaves the apartments and the two of them take a bus to Bergamo. Alone together, the two see the sights, go out in the evening, and get drunk. Oliver hears Love My Way playing from a car and runs towards it, dancing to the song.
Finally, Oliver has to leave, and the two have a song hugged goodbye. Elio watches Oliver get on a train and leave.
The following winter, Elio had a call from Oliver and knowing that he had engaged. On the phone, they call each other by their names one more time. And Oliver tells Elio he remembers everything. Elio goes and sits in front of the fireplace, eyes welling up with tears.
Beautiful summer love are always so fascinating.
Yeah, and the scene in the film is so breathtaking.
So, this is this week's storyboard. Want to hear more interesting film?
See you next week.
See you!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
I missed Oliver so much. I keep thinking about these sweet memories and all the precious words he said to me last summer. This friendship, maybe beyond friendship, will be my treasure for my entire life. My father was right. We ripped up so much of ourselves to be cured of things faster that we go bankrupt. I'm growing up. I try not to affect all these hurt but precious memory. So now, will you join me? Go back to the old honey days.
Clip 1.
Hello, you alright?
Sit for a second.
If you insist, that wasn't my fault, right?
No, I'm a mess.
Well, the kitchen table sure is.
Ow! What'd you learn to do with that?
Somebody used to do this for us when we were sick. Trust me, it helps.
I used to have one of this.
Used to? How come you never wear it?
My mom says we're juries of discretion.
Well, I guess that works for a mother.
Funny witch. Ow, you fucking killing me, do that.
I hope not.
Hey, are you leaving? Where's Elio?
He's inside. He had a little bit of nerves but during lunch. So he's just resting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll be back in minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Clip 2.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Well. Oh, I see. You moved on to the plant kingdom. What's next? Minors? I suppose you've given up the animals, because you know that's me.
I'm sick, aren't I?
I wish everyone were as sick as you.
Please don't do that.
You want to see something sick?
Please don't do that.
You want to see something sick?
Please don't do this. Hey, please don't do this. Why are you doing this to me?
Stop.
You're fucking hurting me.
And don't fight.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, it's okay.
I don't want you to go. God, we wasted so many days. Why did you give me a sign?
I did.
When did you give me a sign?
I did.
When?
I remember we were playing volleyball and I touched you just to show you that I liked you. The way you reacted made me feel I almost roasted you.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I just decided that I should keep my distance. I don't know. I came here for hours almost every night.
I didn't know that. That's funny. I thought that...
Yeah, I know what you thought.
Clip 3.
Oliver has gone to Bergamo for a few days.
What?
Research at the university. Then he'll fly home from Lynette.
What about Elio? It would be nice for the two of them. Get away for a couple of days. What do you think? You're my favorite student. You must come back.
You sure you are not just staying?
Oliver.
Thank you very much, Professor. Okay.
Please, please come back.
Come back? I'm just going home and pack. I'm living here.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Of course. Oliver, come back.
Come here. Thanks you guys. Amazing. Well, later, I promise.
Later.
Ciao.
Clip 4.
So, welcome home.
Thanks.
Oliver enjoyed the trip?
Yeah, I think he did.
You two had a nice friendship.
Yeah.
You are too smart not to know how rare, how special what you two had was.
Oliver was Oliver.
Basque City moi.
Oliver may be very intelligent, but he...
No. He was more than intelligent. What you two had had everything and nothing to do with intelligent. He was good, and you were both lucky to have found each other, because you two are good.
I think he was better than mine. He was better than me.
I'm sure he'd say the same thing as you.
Yeah, he would say the same thing.
Which flatters you both. When you least expect it, nature has cunning ways to finding our weakest spot. Just remember, I am here. Right now, you may not want to feel anything. Maybe you never want to feel anything. And maybe it's not to me that you want to speak about these things. But feel something you obviously did. Look, you had a beautiful friendship, maybe more than a friendship. And I envy you. In my place, most parents would hope the whole thing goes away, to pray their sons land on their feet. I am not such a parent. We rip out so much of ourselves to be cured of things faster, that we go bankrupt by the age of 30 and have less to offer each time we start with someone new, but to make yourself feel nothing so as to feel anything. What a waste.
Clip 5.
Elio, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine. I miss you.
I miss you too, very much. I have some news.
News? You're getting married, I suppose?
I might be getting married next spring.
You never said anything.
It's been off and on for 2 years.
But that's wonderful news.
Do you mind?
Oliver!
Hey, hey!
Oh, darling, when are you coming back?
I wish I would.
You're caught in the process for choosing a new you in the next summer.
And guess what? He is she.
Well, speaking of this, I want to tell you guys I'm engaged.
Oh, wonderful!
Congratulations, Oliver. Listen, we'll let you speak to Elio.
Happy Hanukkah!
Happy Hanukkah!
Happy Hanukkah!
Bye, sweetheart. They know about us.
I figured.
How?
From the way your dad spoke to me, he made me feel like I'm a part of the family. Almost like a son-in-law. You're so lucky. My father would have carried me to a correctional facility.
Oliver. I remember everything.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
The news master has begun. This is Jacob, and welcome back to our brand new Action English.
And Rebecca is always here, ready to be your most honest peer in the journey of learning English.
Well, I have to admit that it's not a good idea to start the journey with this movie.
What? You're not talking about Call Me By Your Name, right? It's an Oscar nomination.
It may shine in some other fields, but there are tons of Italian scripts, millions of silent shoes, and the play left for English is pathetically meager.
But we finally found some interesting phrases that are worth a look. Now, get on board, the new journey will begin in no time.
My room is now your room. I'll be next door.
I'll be next door 意思是我就在隔壁。这句话出自于影片开头， Oliver 前来和 Elio 一家度假，Elio 尽地主之谊将自己原来的房子让给 Oliver 来住，自己则搬到隔壁的房间去，然后和 Oliver 说我就在隔壁，言下之意就是有需要可以来找他。
I'll be next door 这句话色气点说还真是完全不一样，原来我们甜茶一开始就打这种小算盘了呢。
这种分析作品深意的事情还是交给 TikTok Talk 来说吧，我们回归正题吧。
Sorry, Next door 字面上理解是下一个门，意思实际意思是隔壁。其实这个也很好理解，当房子或者房间的门都是向着一条笔直的通道或者路开的时候，对于走在街上的人来说，相邻的房间或者房子的门都是挨着的，所以 next door 也就代表着隔壁的意思。
当然在实际使用中， next door 不一定是房门挨着的，就像电影里 Elio 和 Oliver 房间，只要是一墙之隔左右比较近的隔壁就行。
其实我并没有看懂他们的房间构造。
那是因为你的注意点不在房间构造吧。 Anyway, next door 可以作为形容词来用，例如 My next door neighbor
has an affair with my wife. That man must be Mr. Wong.
Well, that could help you to remember how to use the word. 除了形容词之外， next door 还可以作为副词用，例如 Elio 就是 Oliver 的 The boy next door。
而且也可以直接做名词用，例如刚才举的那两个例子就可以变成 My next door has an affair with my wife， 还有 Oliver's next door。
Exactly. So Rebecca, can you give us one more example of next door? Rebecca, are you listening?
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
But I don't think I've told anything worth your laughter.
Search next door in Baidu and the first result you will get is a website called Next Door Buddies. Hardcore gay porn and all male sex.
Okay, we have enough examples here. Let's turn to the next phrase.
Did you recover from your trip?
I did, yeah, big time. Thank you.
Okay.这句话发生在 Oliver 来到 Elio 家的第二天早上。 Oliver 来到小庭院和他们一家共进早餐。 Elio 的妹妹问 Oliver 是否已经从旅途的劳顿中缓过劲儿来了，而 Oliver 在这里的回答是 Big time, thank you。
这里的 big time 是 I had a big time 的缩略，意思是我恢复得很好，谢谢关心。在这里 big time 用的是愉快的时光的词义，同理我们可以在参加完朋友举办的派对以后对朋友说 I had a big time today, thank you for hosting 来表示感谢。
但其实 big time 更加常用的意思是出名、成功、走红，通常和 hit 搭配变成 somebody hits the big time。 例如可以说 Timothée Chalamet hit the big time with the film Call Me By Your Name， 甜茶因为请以你的名字呼唤我这部电影而走红。
Big time 也可以用作副词，形容程度极度的。
Like Oliver and Elio fell in love with each other big time.
It's grammatically correct, but I don't think it's a proper expression. And I'm sorry for taking away most of TikTok Talk's job.
I mean, that helps our friends to understand the words in a more entertaining way, right?
Pourquoi tu vas pas à Moscatano avec les autres?
J'ai pas envie.
He's spoiling everyone's fun.
这句话出自 Elio 一家晚上在客厅聚会的时候， Elio 的妈妈想让儿子录一首钢琴，但我们的傲娇青年 Elio 不是很愿意，妈妈不开心了，眉头一皱。 You're spoiling everyone's fun， 意思是你这是在扫大家的兴。 Elio 看情势不妙，才不情不愿走到钢琴旁。
原来天下家长一般黑呀，看到这段我家甜茶小可爱傲娇又不愿意的小表情真的是太搞笑了。
Rebecca， 你再这样 TikTok Talk 真的没法做了。
OK 我收回来。这个词其实很简单， spoil one's fun 意思就是扫了某人的兴，例如 What Jacob did today really spoiled my fun。
也可以说 Rebecca keeps spoiling TikTok Talk which spoils everyone's fun。
Come on, at least I didn't spoil the movie.
Anyway, that's all for our first action English in the new semester. Hey Rebecca, why not doing the reviewing part to redeem what you did today?
Fine, I would do it. So today we learned 3 phrases from the movie Call Me By Your Name.Next door, 隔壁 Big time, 成功极度的愉快的时光 Spoil one's fun, 扫某人的兴
Thank you so much for your continuous follow. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience.
I'm broadcasting the first episode of Close Up in this semester. I'm Kitty.
And I'm Irene. Hope you all had a fascinating vacation, though we have already been again dealing with the whole mess of studies for several weeks.
Yeah, and I'm still struggling to readapt to the morning class flow schedule. Having almost no time for movies, not even for this Oscar ceremony.
Oh, really? But you must have got some information about Timothée Chalamet's being nominated as the best actor. I remember you said that you were his fan.
Of course. Actually, I was expecting that maybe Timothée, though being the youngest on the list, can win this great honor.
Wow, your partiality for him really surprised me. As far as I know, Timothée is only 23 years old and his fame was far from the level of a top global star before the film Call Me By Your Name. Compared with the other nominees, he also lacked experience in acting.
Well, your comments are screwed by the rosy glasses, I'm afraid. Age isn't necessarily linked with the ability of acting. And Timothée had already made impressive performances in Homeland Season 2, as well as many stage plays, which won him reputations as a pioneer of the younger generation of actors. Actually, the Cannes International Film Festival Best Director winner Pedro Almodóvar greatly appreciated his skills and highly praised him as the discovery of the year 2017.
Okay, don't be upset, Kitty. I'm just talking about something which, well, is recognized by many people.
That's the problem. Prejudice is probably one of the most devastating things for younger actors' development. People have to know that there is a significant difference between those who only have charming faces and those who are equipped with the solely professional capabilities as an actor.
Alright, then I must carry out the duty of informing you guys. Netflix has announced that Timothée will star in its new movie, playing the role of Henry V, and you'll have another resource to appreciate his sculptured face. The teen film comedy, Lady Bird, is also likely to hit the screens in China quickly.
Very nice, very nice.
Oh my. Well, I believe many are looking forward to this as eagerly as you, since Timothée has a quite large fan base in China, but...
What? Don't be flattering.
I just can't quite understand your fangirl's enthusiasm. I do know that he's good-looking, but I don't think his face matches the female's general taste for handsome.
You seem to be ignorant about the aesthetic trend in recent years. Women are not that fond of the traditional muscle men with tan skin figures. While Timothée's lesbian family and his childhood span in France.
Oh, and that accounts for Madonna's daughter Lourdes Grillo dating with him? Interesting.
They had already broken up.
And that must be a good news for fans. And that's all for today's Close Up. Stay channel and TTT is around the corner.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi, my dear friends, how's it going? It's been such a long time. How was the holiday?
Well, usual stuff, you know, meeting relatives, sleeping, hanging out with friends, watching HBO series.
And Oscar!
Yes, that's right.
I watched the Oscar nomination today, and I have to say, each of these movies is unique and excellent.
And they kept us waiting for such a damn long time. For example, Call Me By Your Name. It finished shooting 2 years ago, which only took 6 weeks. And then, they used almost a year doing promoting the film.
Well, it ended very well, isn't it? It won the Best Picture in the 37th Los Angeles Film Critics Association Awards and the Best Adapted Screenplay at Critics' Choice Awards, British Academy Film Awards, and Oscar.
And the two actors, Timothée Chalamet and Armie Hammer, devoted their best acting in their career to these films. It's such a pity that Ting did not get Best Actor in Oscar.
Well, let's be realistic. He's challenging Gary Oldman, for God's sake. He's still got so many chances and possibilities.
Okay, let's hope for a sweet tea, bright future. Now, let's focus on this movie. Many people say it's not an ordinary LGBT movie, especially in compared with other queer movie of this year.
Well, I can't agree more. The two movies are totally different, but both extraordinary. Call Me By Your Name set its time at 1983, when the world is changing rapidly. Edgy trends of sort like sex liberation is washing the world. So the discrimination against homosexual is growing. The original book and movie screen deliberately weakened
the parts, making the story dreamlike.
Yes, the boy Elio has two knowledgeable and enlightened parents, and the town they live in is so cozy. I think the whole big background also makes the story remarkable. Hot summer day, colorful shorts and skirts, swimming pool, body and skin, disco music, wine and smoke, crazy love affair. It gathered all elements of the 80s except the story itself.
You remind me of the critic I read about this movie, in which they used one word to describe it, bodily. The summer romance is not related to LGBT elements like AIDS issues or struggle for equality. It's just a love story, like the book says. They are not two gay men or two men, they are two beings.
But someone but Homba Minute is on the contrary. It emphasized the pledge of LGBT community in the 90s. The whole movie is about their struggles. Unlike the gentle and soft feeling in Call Me By Your Name, it's filled with anger, agony, and enthusiasm.
Well, many people still say that Call Me By Your Name is a phenomenal LGBT film because it opened a new area of queer movies. Stripped off the gay label, neither the book nor the movie involves professional terms of LGBT. Maybe this is the right attitude towards this issue in the future, unlabeled love.
And this kind of love was presented perfectly in the books.
And the movie as well.
Yeah, before I watched this, there are some plots I highly doubt if they could be shown on the screen. For example,
the peach scene.
It's unbelievable. They didn't try to avoid that part. They just shoot the scene. And what surprised me is how natural it was filmed. It was not awkward or erotic.
And the teeny crying scene was so good.
I remember Matthew McConaughey, who played Timothy's father in the movie Interstellar, described his acting skill as dangerous.
Yes, he was acting spontaneously. However, I still believe there are many other feelings and scenes that images on screen couldn't deliver, no matter how good the movie is.
So you've seen the original book version of Call Me By Your Name?
You bet! Some paragraphs are so well written that I even copied them on my notebook, like this one. I took a long swill for a large bottle of mineral water, passed it to him, then drank from it again. I spilled some on my hand and rubbed my face with it, running my wet finger through my hair. The water was insufficiently cold, not fizzy enough, leaving behind an unsteady likeness of thirst.
So why do you find this sentence appealing?
Well, I mean, you could feel some air is surrounding you just reading the words.
That's true, but many people are also obsessed with the last paragraph of the book, which is also delicate and emotional.
But that part didn't show in the movie. Actually, the movie ended abruptly after Oliver called Elio's family and told them about his engagement. I still don't get it why they decided not to shoot the 20 years afterwards.
Well, in the book, they didn't get much opportunity to see each other after they departed. And the love was not immortal like many other stereotyped stories. Can't avoid fading out through so many years, but on the other hand, like Elio said in his mind in books, for as long as the house stands, this will be your ghost spot. That summer romance will always belong to the summer of 1983. But the real world...
We grow old and love fades away.
Oh no, you're making me so sorrowful.
Cheer up, the story could be different now. Like the two men in the new movie, God Owned Country, a rewritten ending of Brokeback Mountain.
But if they live happily ever after, the story wouldn't be so remarkable. Sometimes imperfect endings make good love stories. I think this is also a characteristic of the whole film. It always ends up when the emotion is about to burst.
Yes, like the scene when they're standing in the river and Elio jumps onto Oliver's back. I was convinced that they are going to take one step further and make it out, but that scene was just over. I think the director chose this always holding back way of shooting out attempt to make the story a blurred memory.
That's an interesting idea. And the summer romance was even more dreamy with the soft and antiquated music, especially the three songs written and sung by Sufjan and Stephen. Did you know that the songs were from different perspectives?
Well, I'm pretty sure that gramophone will tell our audience about the music, isn't it, Helen?
Okay, fine. Let's pass the mic to our friends in Digging Idea. We'll see you next week.
Bye! Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everyone, this is Digging Idea. I'm your host, Alfira. Today we're gonna talk about this movie named Call Me By Your Name. And luckily we have two guests here. One is Manina.
Hello.
Another is Frank.
Hi.
Give applause. So before we really started, of course, I was told that Frank already read the novel before watching this movie. I'm so glad we can start with this first question. What do you guys think the differences between the novel and this adapted movie? Start from you, Manina.
Okay. And I have some details to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If the audience didn't read the original book, then they may have some questions about some plots in this film. For example, one afternoon at the table, Elio suddenly began to nosebleed. Mm-hmm. If we haven't read the book, we couldn't understand why. That's because in the book, Oliver flirted with Elio using his feet. And another confusing plot is that Elio played the music adapted by himself.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I don't know what use this plot has. After watching this movie for the third time, I see that Elio wanted to show his smart and knowledge to Oliver.
Ah, Frank, you told me that you already read the novel. How about you tell us your opinion, the differences between the novel and movies?
Actually, it's really difficult to adapt 200 or 300 page
yep.
novel to our film.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very careful what you choose to show or not show on the screen. For
yep.
instance, the last part of the novel tells that what happened after, you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Elio paid a visit to Oliver when he went by New York, and they talked a lot about, you know, the past in a small bar near the Columbia University.
Mm-hmm.
I think this part is crucial because readers get used to those kind of stories that end when the summers end, like what they did in the film.
Yeah.
But in this book, the writer tried to prove that this romance will last for the rest of their character's life.
Very interesting, but there's any particular part really touching you guys most? What do you think?
Yeah,
maybe?
I have one. In this yeah. film, we have to admit that how lucky Elio was to have such considerate parents.
Oh, right. Yeah. Last part of the conversation
yeah.
Elio
yes,
had
the words
with
of his father.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Now I want to share what Elio's father said in
mm-hmm.
the end of the movie. Let's see. Actually, Elio always thought Oliver was better than him and he didn't deserve him. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember when Oliver always said, why you think you're so...
You put yourself so low.
So low. Yeah,
yes,
I remember.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
At that time, his father said, what you two had not everything and nothing to do with intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You were both lucky to have found each other because you are good, too. We rip out so much of ourselves to be cured of things faster that we go bankrupt by the age of 30. And have less to offer each time we start with someone new. But to make yourself feel nothing, so as to feel anything, what a waste. Well, it's such a profound word.
I have to admit, when I saw this part, I'm kind of jealous about this Elio. I have to say that because not all the parents have this courage to
yeah.
say
yeah.
such things to their children. But have you ever thought about why some of the parents stay afraid to say such things to their children?
Because maybe, you know, in the society that LGBT people,
yeah.
they are not completely accepted by everyone.
Yes.
So they might get hurt.
Yes.
And the parents don't want that to happen.
Yes, yeah, the parents want to protect the children.
Yeah.
The parents have their love for their children,
mm-hmm.
but if their children was already vulnerable in the society, they didn't want their children get hurt again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's very interesting. What about you? What about you, Frank? You have another touching part?
Yes, I really like the scene that Elio and Oliver got into town and talked by the statues, you know, the statues to...
Elio told Oliver about how he feels.
Yes,
I remember.
And I think the scene is very interesting because... we can see how young people behave when they carry the torch for someone. Mm-hmm. You know, Elio loved and hated Oliver at the same time. His emotion was...
confused.
Yes, it's mixed. It's
yes,
like
I
he
remember.
Loved him and he hated him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he always put himself down when he talked to Oliver. Mm-hmm. And although they didn't mention love, the actual word love, in the whole conversation, but we know that Elio was... telling Oliver how he feels about it. This whole thing is really interesting.
But before this movie, you may already see another LGBT movies.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is different. When I finish this movie, I see all the love is kind of the same.
Yes, I agree. I think the reason why people love the film, it's not just about gay love, it's about all kinds of love. People feel connected when Elio flirting with Oliver.
Yeah.
How much fear and joy he felt the moment he saw him. And I think it's good because the films, you know, LGBT people before focused on the conflict between the nature of love and the social moralities. And they show how gay people suffocated and unrecognized. However, the best way to break these boundaries is to tell that we are all the same. Elio and Oliver are both well-educated young men and lead decent lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing different between us. Also, Elio have a pair of supporting parents who love him a lot.
And I think why people love this film is that we can find ourselves in this movie. Something familiar with ourselves, like when we love someone, we are hesitant to express our feelings or hide them in our heart.
Yeah,
and I think this movie also taught us don't be ashamed to express your feelings and don't lose the ability of loving somebody just because you are afraid of getting hurt.
Yes, and I think the film is about love itself. You know, the monologue that you mentioned before is actually kind of, you know, an education of love. I really like this line. Elio's father said that, you know, nature has cunning ways of finding our weakest spot. Just remember, I'm here.
Yes.
Right
yes,
now, you may not to feel anything. Perhaps you never wish to feel anything. And perhaps it's not with me that we will speak about these things, but feel something you did.
Yes.
Yes, it's shocking because, you know, we are taught to get it over with and put ourselves together. But Elio's father taught him to feel. Just to feel what he feels right now and fear not. Even though we are trying to hide our wounds, nature has its cunning ways of finding them. And I think that's why the film is popular, because it's kind of like the love education.
Wow, that's very touching. We should give more understanding and love for these people. I think everybody is the same. In some way or another, actually, we all wanted to be loved, and we won't give somebody love, no matter who they are, where they're from. I just suddenly got this feeling. Oh my God, I'm just really touching about what you said. Times fly. I'm really glad to have you guys here talking about this, Frank and Manina. Thank you again so much for being here.
May everyone find their true lover, and may all of you have such a good parents.
And love is a force of nature.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, guys. That's all about this week digging idea. I hope may God give you more love back. Okay, so see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
It's been a long time, my friends. Welcome to Gramophone. The last but not least part, I'm Tiger. Now, I believe you might have heard the same song for about dozens of times, but we're never getting bored of it, right? After all, Sir Fane Stevens sets up a dreamy atmosphere with soft musical notes and words. Just a few seconds, he will lead you back to that summer vacation, to the lovers we've never seen before. So now, just listen carefully, a journey to somewhere in Italy, for searching the mystery of love.
Oh, to see without my eyes, the first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried.Around me, white noise, what an awful sound. Fumbling by Rogue River, feel my feet above the ground. Hand of God, deliver me. Oh, 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 it's me. The first time that you touched me.
When the symbolic sound of guitar rings up around our ears, the warm sunshine of Italy comes in together. The shyest boy and man on earth standing in shallow water, gazing on each other. Elio is asking, attacking and aggressing with all his bravery.While Oliver, just defending passively, responding with light punches and trumpets. But in the end, he followed his heart and fell in love with Elio. Sir Fane gives a witty melody a texture of slight sorrow, expressing a combination of holy love and destined loss in relationship presently. Elio knew that summer would come to an end. He knew it all the time, but he chose to love.It is so strong and wild that Oliver can only do the same, unavoidably. And just like the sunset, cursed by the love that I received, that is Oliver's fate. The whole thing will surround throughout his life like a ghost. One summer, Miss Oliver took out one part of Oliver, left nothing but one case and one t-shirt, like the sun sings.Now my river bed has dried. Shall I find no other? Yes, there won't be other. The blackbird crossed on Elio's shoulder, reminding him the perished intimacy has over. Time flashing. What could we hold when love is gone? Even memories are tortures we cannot escape. Just like the chapter name of novel, Saint Clement Sigil.Exploration of one other's heart is a marvelous journey. Love sparks during that echoes in the valley of Fergusson. As the loss is predestined, the lovers pray, saying, Oh, will wonders ever cease? Blessed be the mystery of love.Visions of Jaden rings up at the end of the movie. After Elio knew that Oliver are getting married next spring, he sat in front of the fireplace, The flame was swaying, orange light was illuminating. Aurelia's watery eyes and red lips formed a peaceful contrast with the blue room. Outside the house, snowflakes were falling on the ground, kisses lay, waiting in every corner. Aurelia's emotions spread all over the screen like the unstoppable winter or spring, but it'd never be that summer. Timo's A perfectly expressed the combinations of complicated feelings, sorrow of loss, joy of memories, and peace of acceptance. His tears softened audience hearts. Nature has cunning ways of finding our weakest spot. We all have tender thoughts and memories which cannot be removed. They are so dreamy but remoted at the same time that make us wonder whether they are real. Since the fine asking song again and again, is it a video? Is it a video? Like words we murmured between night and dawn. Find no answers but welcome in hearts. Our brain is lying master, holds us back in some special periods with some special people. Now, we may never get him back. So the only thing we can do is remember. Remember, I have loved someone for the last time. That's all for today's gramophone. I hope you like it. The spring is approaching. Best wishes for you guys to find your own Aurelia or Oliver. See you next week.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。